As a priest, when you go on holiday, especially to your own local parish where you were born and brought up, you still go as the priest, and the parish priest of that particular town, your own hometown, will ask you to say Mass. If it is a Sunday Mass, you should preach. And every time I go into my own parish, I can see the people I grew up with, maybe the people I mucked around and fooled around with. And they know all the story of me and my family. Lots of cousins and nephews and nieces in the congregation. But you still have to preach. And it is a scary thing to do, especially when we preach as the Spirit leads us. And that is one of the things that Jesus is facing in gospel today, that he is feeling rejected by his own people. So we have two personalities in the readings to reflect upon. We have Jeremiah and Jesus. So let's reflect a bit upon Jeremiah. So Jeremiah is the son of Hilkiah. He's a Levite priest. He's the son of a priest. So he grew up seeing his father doing temple duties. So it says, the historians would say, the Lord was grooming him to be a prophet, to be a preacher of the Lord from very young age, inspired by the temple rituals and his own father's examples. And Jeremiah is called, that is what we read in the first reading, before you were formed in the womb, I knew you, I consecrated you, I appointed you to preach. All this we read in the first reading. And we have to know the time of Jeremiah. Time of Jeremiah is a time where Josiah is the king of Judah. And who is Josiah? Josiah is a very passionate man too. He's only 21 years old when Jeremiah was starting to prophesy. So there are two young people. One is the king who wanted to reform Judah. Josiah wanted to reform because his grandfather and his father, Manasseh, and Hezekiah, they were not really living the life of the Lord. They did not really keep up the covenant with the Lord. So Josiah, as a young king, had the desire to reform Israel. Reform Israel from false idols. Reform Israel from worshipping Baals. Reform Israel from oppressing foreigners. So he had the great desire. At the same time, God brought the young prophet Jeremiah, who has got the fire of God, fire of the word of God in him. It's like a fire of the word of God in him. And he's anointed to preach, and Josiah is anointed to lead. So two young people passionate in Israel. But once Josiah is killed by the Babylonians, then comes the tough time for Jeremiah. He cannot prophesy. People have started to attack him. We read in chapter 11 and 12, his own home country. He was born in a place called Anathoth. His own home country was lamenting because he is a native of Anathoth because of the prophecy he was doing. They didn't like him. Why our own son prophesying against us? Why would you become the tongue of God? Why would you bring disasters to us? We don't want to live according to the way of the Lord. It is too hard. But Jeremiah kept prophesying. One of the priests, his own group men, betrayed him. He took him and jailed him for a couple of days. Another priest saved him. Then in chapter 38 of Jeremiah, we read him, just like this is a resembling of Jesus, they took him and they put him into a cistern and kept overnight many days there. Many days they kept him in a cistern, and the cistern was full of mud. So he was actually sank in the mud. They kept him there, starving to death. And another priest saved him, and eventually they stoned him to death. This is the story of Jeremiah. But every time he was freed from the jail, every time he was saved from this kind of imprisonment, he still kept going and preaching the word of God. He still kept passionate about his vocation. His vocation was to reform. He even says in chapter 17 of Jeremiah, we read, "Lord, I really don't want to preach. I don't want reform. I rather go away and live a simple life. But your word is like a fire within me. I cannot but shut up. I have to preach because your word is in me. And it's like a burning fire and I have to do it." And Jeremiah did it all through his life. And he was killed. Same like Jesus. Jesus preached in his own home country. When they rejected him, when they actually asked him, "Who is your dad? After all, he's a carpenter. Why would you preach like that? Don't show off in front of us. You're just like us." But nothing stopped Jesus to the point he was crucified to death. Two characters, two personalities the church is giving us for reflection. One thing is common, and that word is this. Saint Teresa of Lisieux would say, "My vocation is to love. My vocation is to love." And Jeremiah knew deeply in his heart, "My vocation, even if I am preaching reform, my vocation is to love. I preach because I love my Lord. I preach because I love his people. And I don't care what it takes to me, I will sacrifice myself." When at the desert, tempted by the devil, baptized in Jordan by John the Baptist, he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and Jesus knew from the Father, "I am his beloved child. I am loved. My vocation is to love. Love him the Father, love the people." That is why in the middle, three readings, in the middle reading, St. Paul says to us, the greatest noble thing is to do is to love. In the midst of your vocation, whether it is as a priest, as a religious nun, a married woman, married man, there will be things in our lives against us. Our own people, our own spouse will reject us. In our own family, we will become strangers. In our own house and community, we will become wanderers. In our own little homes, we will be in exile. But the invitation is to love. And it is tough. It is tough. I remember as a young man joining the missionaries of God's love, the first one from India. I remember my first day, February 22nd, 2005. In this church, I came for a 7 p.m. Mass. I did not sit in the front, did not sit in the middle. I sat that at the very back. Looking at everyone, thinking that I can never, so homesick and cultural shock. And there was a priest preaching from here. I said, I can never do that. Very incapable. And as I went through my first year formation, there were times I look at other brothers who are from local culture. Other brothers much more gifted, outgoing in my first years. Then I look at them, I said, I can never be a priest, even though I have the desire. And every time I have that kind of thinking, I go to this word of God. Because one thing that I always trusted is word of God. I go to this word of God from Jeremiah. Before you were formed, I knew you. I consecrated you. And every time I read, there's this immense motivation for me to go on in the missionaries. And that love still compels me to be here, to be at this altar, to continue my vocation. That love from the word of God, before I formed you, I knew you, I consecrated you, I appointed you, I call you, you are mine, go, go, go. Isn't that why Jesus always disappeared from the crowd? Isn't that why Jesus always disappeared from the limelight? Isn't that why Jesus left the disciples and went to the other side of the shore and prayed in the night? Because he knew, if I get his love, I will still go.
If I know I'm loved by God, I will go back to my house and I will still my arrogant, grumpy husband. Still love him. If I know I am loved by my God, I will still go back to my religious community and still try to live with patience, kindness, and love in my religious community. That's what is that promise in today's reading. God gives us the grace and capacity to love. Because as a Christian, as a Catholic, our vocation is to love. Whether we are preachers, whether we are servants, whether we are musicians, whatever we our giftings are, the bottom line, not everyone is going to accept us. Not everyone is going to praise us. In our workplace, in our families, we will have struggles. But we have to be the salt of the earth, light of the world. And our saltiness, our light comes from the one who loves us, breaks himself up for us. And Jeremiah had to always be reminded of that fact. Yes, the word of God is a fire in me. I eat him. That's why beautifully it says in chapter 15, your words were found and I ate them. It says, Jeremiah, your words were found and I ate them. It is true. When in the time of Jeremiah, the book of the law was gone missing at the time of Josiah as the king. After 5 years it gone missing, they found that in the temple, the book of the law. It is a historical truth. It says in Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, it says, the book of the law was found in Jerusalem temple after it was gone missing for 5 years. And symbolically, Jeremiah says, when I found the law, I ate it. Because that was my bedrock. That was my foundation upon which my vocation to love was built. Where do our vocations are built? Where does our motivation come from? Where does our energy comes from? Where do we build? How can we love? How can we still give? How can we still patient? How can we still bear all things? It is impossible. And that is why people disappear for us. People disappear for contemplations. People disappear for solitude. People eat the word of God. People let the word become fire in them. We need to disappear. We need to hide. We need to come and surrender ourselves where we can find true love. That is this altar. How are we blessed as Catholics that we can come to this source, witnessing, breaking and pouring, and from it we can receive the love to go on in our vocations. Praise be to you. Amen.